You're listening to Faith Matters on 89.1, Lubbock's Voice of the Arts, with your hosts Ryan Price and David Cruz, brought to you by Covenant Health, where faith meets the future of medicine.
Welcome back to Faith Matters. I'm Ryan Price along with David Cruz, and we are sitting here today in our studio with Jared Strange and Evangeline Jimenez, who are collaborators in an upcoming play being produced by Texas Tech at Majan Theater, The Prophet Darla, play about a young woman, Darla, who finds herself receiving visits from biblical prophets John the Baptist, Jonah, and Job. And it has, this conversation has opened up the ways in which you were inspired, Jared, in its writing. And before the break, we were talking about you writing during the midst of, we'll call it a brouhaha over Chick-fil-A and its policies, or Dan Caffey, who is, the president of Chick-fil-A, his perspective on gays in our society. And that became such a politicized issue, and then you began to talk about the ways in which very substantive issues were argued out over, you were saying fried chicken. And so here's one response to that I would have is the Boston Tea Party. You know, we have now almost a political party, not officially, but certainly a substantive part of at least one party who claim that lineage of tea parties. Well, the same could be said. Substantive issues were argued out over tea bags or tea. So just tell me again what exactly was going through your mind and how you feel like that's appropriate and inappropriate.
I should say the main issue that bothered me the most in the Chick-fil-A brouhaha was that I saw so many people going to through the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A and going to buy a Chick-fil-A who would not show up to feed the poor, who would not, and again, I'm judging from my own position, which is very bad to do, but I felt that there was so much excitement over that. There was so much verve in giving to Chick-fil-A and protecting this company, but there is so little when it comes to people who really need it. You know, there's plenty of people here in Lubbock, plenty of people who are starving, who are homeless. I live in a neighborhood where there are plenty of people who could really have used the $5 or whatever you put for your chicken sandwich there, and I think that's what frustrated me the most. I should say that for Dan Caffey, you know, I read an article recently where he had a meeting with a gentleman from an LGBT rights group who heavily protested Chick-fil-A, and he invited him to come to, I think, a football game, and they had a wonderful meeting, and nobody sacrificed their understanding of marriage. Nobody felt like they had to win. They had a fine meeting, and they and this gentleman from the rights group wrote about it, and they really seemed like they had a wonderful chance to develop an understanding. So I want to say that's not about Dan Caffey and Chick-fil-A for me. It's about where we're putting our priorities.
Let me say though, I think that it's fine. Yeah. I mean, what a colorless world it would be if we didn't hold true to our positions and feel passionate about them. But what it underscores for me, and Evangeline, you can respond to this, is this is why our world benefits from art, because art is intended to provoke a response. I'm not an artist by any stretch of the imagination, but Evangeline, isn't that fundamentally why artists, whether they're painters, musicians, sculptors, playwrights, dramaturgs, isn't that ultimately what's at stake? You want to provoke something in people. You want to touch the human heart and the mind and the soul.
Yes, I mean, absolutely. At the heart of any craft, I think, it's about creating some kind of a change, planting some kind of a seed in your audience or whoever is viewing your art or your craft. And so there are many ways to evoke responses. And I think that this play very much does so. I mean, touching back on the whole Chick-fil-A fiasco, I think at the core of it, within reality and within this play, is that it really examines the three kind of spheres of religion or spirituality. I mean, you have the sphere of spirituality in and itself, the connection with God, living a higher ordered life in a spiritual way. you have a sphere of the organized look of it, the community-based section of it. And then you have the action sphere, how you live your life as a religious person, whether it's Christian or any other faith denomination, and finding where those spheres overlap and how we live in the context of our lives in those spheres is what creates this dynamic, I think, and the different controversies, the differences of opinion.
It seems like, Jared, I've read a little bit about your process in writing this, and it seems like in just the way that you describe this, there was some kind of actual conversation going on in your head, inspired by maybe the prophets. You've also mentioned Abraham Joshua Heschel, who's a rabbi, famous rabbi of the 20th century, and wrote a book called The Prophets. But how have you seen yourself change through this process of art, making art?
I think the way I've seen myself change is that I would like to think that I've put more focus on the life that I'm living and not just what I'm saying, what I read and what I think in myself. I think it's always going to be about walking the walk and not just talking the talk. And I think that's something, I don't want to give it away, but that's something that Darla kind of struggles with and maybe fails at is actually living it for herself and taking responsibility for her own relationship with God, her own relationship with others. I can't have anybody else's faith. I can't have my parents' faith, however incredible that is. I can't have my family's and friends' faith. I can't have my pastor's faith. It has to be mine. So it's been a matter of ownership, really, and a matter of taking responsibility. And there's something about putting all of that out there in a written document and then a performed piece that holds you very accountable to things like that. So, yeah.
I think that is an excellent response. It reminds me, when I was a college student, and I won't say what year that was or years that was, it's been a while back, I was a seminary student, a divinity student. I went to see a performance done by our college theater in New Mexico of a play called Equus, which ran on Broadway for many years. I tell you, it was so thought-provoking because if you know the play and the storyline, is very critical of religion and kind of organized morality and how we impose that morality on people, very often with unintended consequences. Well, that so shook me up that it really stirred inside of me a desire to reexamine my own positions about organized religion and how sometimes to make religion and spirituality better, we have to be critical of it. So I applaud what you guys are doing, and I hope people will go out and see this, Ryan. I hope that they'll make time to see the Prophet Darla, not because we necessarily have to agree on everything, but because art has a deep and fundamental purpose in our world.
Tell us again, The Prophet Darla at Majan Theater, the 28th of October through November 3rd, that's Monday through Saturday evenings, plus a Sunday matinee.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Absolutely. That is correct.
And you can get tickets where?
At the TTU box office. You just call there, and they would be able to help you with your ticket reservations.
Yes. You can find all that information online, Theater and Dance Department website.
Wonderful. Thank you all so much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Best of luck. You've been listening to Faith Matters on 89.1 Lubbock's Voice of the Arts.